Hello everybody, this is Ethan and welcome back to another episode of Chitter Chatter. This is episode 14 and so today we are going to be talking about the KSI v Logan Paul, well KSI and Logan Paul UK press conference, you know, the second one obviously. So, yeah, it was held in London, as I believe the last one was as well. And I've got to say, it was much better than the US one. Again, it was much better than the American one. Absolutely. The first time around, you know, American one wasn't that great. UK one, absolutely fantastic. This one, the American one was, you know, a bit better. Not too great, but a bit better than the first US one, but then the UK one, again, amazing. So yeah, I suppose first thing is off the, the live stream was half an hour late. Anyway, I remember streaming it to my TV. I was like, oh, right, nearly 6 o'clock, better get this on. I was like, oh, any minute now, past 6 o'clock. I was still like, any minute now. I was reading the live chat. And they, but you know, half an hour later, finally did start. And I'll tell you something, it was worth the wait. I think they pulled it off fantastically. It was really, really good. Like the start, even the start of the press conference. I mean, you saw them at the top of the stage, and it was all like flashing lights and everything, and them doing like a small face to face to start off with, then them going down to, you know, the respective sides, and then Eddie Hearn coming to the mic, getting all the corporate stuff cleared up, then announcing True Geordie, which I actually completely forgot about. Oh, True Geordie might actually be doing this. Completely forgot about that. But when he introduced True Geordie, I was very happy. I was like, oh yes, True Geordie's gonna do it, you know. And they actually got questions in this time, instead of Logan walking off. Because he didn't didn't really get asked any, I suppose. But they got some questions in, which I was actually quite happy with, because you know it is interesting, you know, to see what they think of the fight and all that, you know, in an amazing environment as well. Apparently True Geordie, I watched True News. And it was like the audience was, you know, very, very loud. I could barely hear, you know, the answers and the questions, but like still, made for a great show. So anyway, tracking back a bit, True Geordie introduces, before all that, Jake was, you know, being annoying, booing for them, and so it was like, he said, I thought you would have shut up now because I beat Deji and all that, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, you know, but that's just Jake for you, it's Jake, innit? True Geordie announces Logan. Logan comes out and he says this, right? He says, after all the help we gave you in World War II, this is how you repay us. Winston Churchill would be ashamed, right? Now, there is many things wrong with the sentence that is just said. First of all, I don't think Winston Churchill would give a flying toss about you, to be honest. He's blowing Winston Churchill, for goodness sake. Do you know what I mean? Second off, they're not booing because you're American. I'm pretty sure the British Army was quite, you know, quite appreciative of the American Army helping them. Do you know what I mean? They're not booing because you're American, Logan. You weren't even alive back then. So don't be coming all with that, all the help that we gave you. You, Logan Paul, did not give us any help in that war. Do you know what I mean? You didn't. I'm not saying I did as well. I wasn't alive back then. But you saying, oh, the help that we gave you. Okay, yeah, so we, your ancestors, and maybe you know, I don't know Logan's family tree, you know, maybe some relatives thought, but you yourself, Logan Paul, I'm pretty sure, did not fight in World War II. Anyway, getting a bit sidetracked there, but the reason that the booing is not because you're American, it's because you're Logan Paul. You're not a very nice person. They don't like you. So that's why they're booing. You know, simple as. Anyway. True Geordie comes out. True Geordie comes out. Lord. True Geordie brings KSI out. KSI being KSI. He brings out a dog that resembles Logan's dog who passed away. Kong was his name, I think. Oh, yeah, Kong. Yeah, so he brings out him. Logan, you know, has a dog treats with him, you know, implying that he already knew. Now, going back to me watching True News, I realised that True Geordie said, someone obviously snitched on him and that. And I was actually like, oh, that is actually so right. Because, I mean, he said, like, so convincingly, like, he knew this was going to happen. And I was like, fair enough. He might have seen that coming. Because JJ did mention Kong at the US press conference. So Logan might have thought, well, do you know what? Yeah, maybe. Maybe he will. And I was like, yeah, no, fair enough. Fair play. But then I realised Logan isn't that smart. I don't think Logan would have actually done that. I'm kicking myself for thinking Logan actually planned that. Absolutely no way. I think, I agree with True Geordie completely on this one. I think someone did actually tell Logan. Anyway, dog comes off the stage. Poor dog, to be honest, who's surrounded by all them shouting fans and all that, you know. Puts dog back anyway. And then, yeah, from that moment on, to be honest, it was relatively calm on stage. No fighting, no anything really. There was a moment after that where it was just, you know, solid questions. Yeah, a bit of trash talking, but, you know, obviously that's a given. But, yeah, no, some solid questions, some solid answers. And we're like, all right, this might actually be good. then JJ goes for Shannon Briggs. The guy who says, let's go, champ. JJ changes his phrase from let's go, champ to let's go, tramp. And he starts to chant that with the fans. So that was interesting. JJ brings out a quote-unquote thesaurus. He kind of messed up there because, you know, Logan was actually right on this one because he shouted out, it is a dictionary. Because, you know, it was a dictionary. JJ messed up a bit on that one. And then Shannon Briggs, for some reason, looking through all the words in the dictionary. No idea why, but he did that anyway. Relatively calm. Obviously, Logan bringing out the pack of small condoms. That happened. One of the main highlights of the press conference, then bring KSI and his team, if you will, bringing up a Nissan Gibb onto the stage. That was fantastic. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but did Jake Paul not say that he would fight a Nissan Gibb? In that press conference I'm talking about, True Geordie, after Nissan Gibb, like, was, you know, kind of escorted off, if you will. Did he not? True Geordie said that, asked Jake, would you fight Nissan Gibb? Did Jake Paul not say 100%? But then no one kind of, like, followed up on that. So is he fighting him or not? I don't know. I'm very confused. But then again, I could have just misheard. I'm not entirely sure. And then you had Vidal Riley with his new merch. You've been irrelevant for 5 years, or like no one's heard of you for 5 years. Throwing them t-shirts at Shannon Briggs. That was another highlight. It was quite funny. And then Shannon Briggs just like deflecting them like it was a force field, or like a force field around him or something like that. Oh, it was funny. But yeah, much calmer than the first one. I don't believe there was anything really going on outside, unless I've completely missed that. I have absolutely no idea. But a personal, well, not a personal, but like a highlight for me, which I don't think a lot of people saw, kind of like genuinely, when I mean this, right at the end, I mean right at the end, there was this guy, just before the stream shut off, there was this guy in the audience when they were all leaving. You could just hear him in the background, and he said quite clearly, "Oh, you'd be really annoyed if you were a professional fighter, wouldn't you?" And I lost it. I was laughing so much. I was like, oh my gosh. I don't think anyone has actually picked up on that yet, but I picked up on it because I watched it right till the end, just in case of any, you know, extra drama or something like that. And flipping heck, oh, Lord, that was funny. But yeah, relatively calmer than the first one, as I've said. And yeah, a solid press conference, again, much better than the American one, much, much better. The UK one totally outdid the American one again, as per usual, like with these press conferences. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for the fight. I don't think I'll really be talking about it anymore until the actual fights, and possibly just before the fight, unless anything really comes up. Well, I mean, it's a month now, really, until it. I don't think anything really. I mean, something big might come up. I don't know. We'll wait and see. But if it does, I'll definitely be talking about it on here. Right, so that's it from me today. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great evening, have a great afternoon, have a great morning. Go wherever you are in the world listening to this. And once again, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.